Here's today's In Touch reflection on freedom, our life in Christ.
This month's reflection is based on verse 11 of Galatians chapter 5. But as for me, brothers and sisters, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been eliminated.
The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12, "For just as the body is one, and yet has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ." He explains that though one part of the body can't accomplish what another part can, this doesn't mean it's any less important. So it is with those of us who are believers. We are each different, and every difference represents a unique contribution we can make in serving the Lord. Whether we're young or old, speak English or another language or languages, completed schooling or dropped out, our individual experiences and perspectives enrich the body of Christ. Or, as Paul says, "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." We need to gladly assume our role in the body of Christ in order to become our true selves and to bring God glory through the church. "By this, all people will know that you are my disciples," Jesus said, "if you have love for one another." We're a family, after all, one that spans the entire earth. Think about it. Consider the unique qualities that make you who you are. How can those be used to further God's kingdom?